Hi friends, I just want to take a quick moment to tell you about Anchor. Now, if you're an aspiring podcaster or have friends who've started their own podcast, then you've probably heard your fair share of ads on Anchor. Maybe you're even a little bit skeptical like I was at first. I mean, is anything really free when you're creating a podcast? Well, let me tell you firsthand, Anchor is the way to go. Anchor FM really gives you everything you need to start a podcast. You can record directly on there or upload your files, easily edit your recordings from your phone or computer, and if you don't have anyone to produce the music for your podcast, they even give you access to music from Spotify that you can use without copyright infringement and select your own. I mean, how easy is that? Not only can you do all this, but you can upload onto all streaming services directly from Anchor. If you're hesitant about starting your podcast and all the how-to stuff, Anchor makes it 10 times easier for you with clear instructions from the get-go on how to start your podcast and even advises you on how you can make money with it. And it's free. So really, you can't lose here, and I love that for you. It's helped me in my podcast creation journey, and I know it can be the same for you. Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm right now and start that journey. That's anchor.fm. Hello, and welcome to the Dress in Splendor podcast. Luke 12:27 states, "Look at how the wildflowers grow. They do not labor or spin, yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these." Our mission here is to share stories from men and women that can help you learn how to stop laboring or striving after what you want to accomplish, but rather to trust in your heavenly creator to guide you in your everyday life. If he has a plan for you, he will make a way. All he wants is our daily yes to him and for us to stop worrying about what tomorrow will bring. If we can do that, then we, as children made in his image, can be dressed in even grander splendor than the beautiful wildflowers of the field. I'm your host, Lydia Summer, and I'm so glad you're here today. On today's episode, you'll be meeting a very special guest. Amber Heinrichsen, who is one of my dearest friends, will be joining us as we discuss the topic of mountains and valleys as a whole and what the Bible has to say about the subject. Our aim is not to share what we think or what the world may be telling you, but to share God's perspective on this topic. Get ready to dive into the Word with us and stay tuned at the end of this episode to hear what's in store for us this series. Welcome to the very first episode of Dressed in Splendor. Let's get started. Hello, friends, and welcome to the very first episode of the Dressed in Splendor podcast. I'm honestly so honored and shocked that I'm even here right now recording this episode and having you be a part of this journey. I really honestly couldn't do it without you guys. And I'm so excited to get into the subject of mountains and valleys. You may notice from our title that it says intro to the series, and that's for good reason. We could have just gone into the episodes of our interviews with people, myself included, and my friends and people I admire, but we really wanted to be able to break down each topic and say what the Bible says about these subjects. You know, so right now we're talking about mountains and valleys. But before we get into that subject, I wanted to introduce one of my best friends, Amber Heinrichsen. She'll be joining us on these topics of the intro to series so that it's not just my opinion that's shared, but she gets to join and that she'll be able to help both of us, and myself included, that we'll be able to keep ourselves on track with what God says. And it's not our opinion, but we are trying to use it as God's word. I will have a disclaimer, as we've just kind of shared, that we want to be able to share God's truth, but we are human. We do err. We will make mistakes in how we share the gospel, and maybe you won't agree with us, but this is why we're talking about this subject, to actually help you go into scripture more, that you can know for yourself what God is saying, not taking it out of context, but that you would allow the Holy Spirit to reveal to you what he says about God's word. And so anything that we share in this episode and further conversations to come, we want you to be able to go back to God and say, "Lord, was there anything that they said that was not true?" Even though we want to share truth, that may happen from time to time. So with that being said, thank you, Amber, for joining this series of the introductions and the episodes to come.
Thank you for having me. I am happy to be here and be a part of this.
Amber, just for our friends who are listening, please introduce yourself and just tell us more.
Okay, so I have known you for a while. You wrote down since 2006, which I always forget the date, and I always tell everyone that we've known each other longer than we actually have because it's felt that way. And I'm just so thankful for you and your friendship in my life and just how you point me back to Christ. But just a little bit about me. I came to know Christ when I was in sixth grade through Awana. That's when God saved me. And since then, he has been working on my heart and sanctifying me. So I am married to a youth pastor, a youth and college pastor is what he does. And very involved in that love ministry life, love being involved in both of those types of ministries, and just all the things that come with being a pastor's wife. Mm-hmm. Very thankful for the church and just being able to see it in a different way than I did when I was growing up. So beyond that, I am also a nurse. I work part-time. I really love that. That's something that God pushed into my life, not something that I asked for, didn't know what I wanted to do. And he just brought that along, and I couldn't be any more thankful for that. So that's a little bit about me. My husband's name is Kent. We have a cat named Peaches, who is currently in the room.
Sleeping on her throne.
Yes, sleeping on her throne. And that's our little family.
I love it. Thank you for sharing all that. One thing she did not include is that she's actually a guest writer in our Mountains and Valleys magazine issue right now. So, you know, a little plug by the issue. I think it's really good, especially what she talks about. She's actually covering for our fashion and beauty editor, Tahiri, and she's talking about something that I think a lot of women can relate to regarding body shape and how to love your body more and how to love the body that God gave you. So I would definitely, not just because I'm biased, but I would definitely recommend picking up an issue wherever you can, whether online or local coffee shops if you're in Peoria. I'm really blessed by what she shared. I'm thankful that she said yes to being a guest writer. So it's official. You're published.
I guess it is. Yes.
Yeah. So let's just dive into it. As I mentioned, like Splendor is focusing on this issue. And I really, you know, back when my team met at the beginning of this year, talking about like our next fiscal year, we were talking about what topics should we talk about. And our entire team really wanted to talk about basically the ups and downs of what we've been going through since COVID. When we talked about it, it just seemed so prevalent to be able to share about our own experiences and journeys, whether it relates to COVID or other valleys that we've gone through. And that's really why we wanted to be able to emphasize on that, just because everyone can relate to that. Everyone does go through that. And a lot of times I think valleys are more prevalent in our lives. But what we're doing right now with this introduction is to actually break that down. What does God say? So Amber, would you just mind sharing a little bit of thoughts in terms of like, what does God say about the mountains?
Yeah, absolutely. So something that you and I had actually just talked about was just really a definition of what a mountain is. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where I want to start, because I feel like our culture defines mountains different than our Bible does. Mm-hmm. So culturally, like some examples of what a mountain could be would be like a wedding day. You're getting married to the love of your life. But also, I think other mountains that we see in culture are maybe graduation, if that's graduation from high school, mm-hmm. graduation from college, graduation from a doctorate mm-hmm. degree. Those are definitely things that our culture strives for and celebrates, mm-hmm. For sure. Success in a small business, success in our careers. Having a child, like mm-hmm. all of those things, I would say culturally are mountains. But I think the Bible describes mountains a little differently. So I just wanted to start by reading Matthew 17, 19 through 21. I'll just give a little context to these verses. So basically the disciples were trying to drive out a demon and they couldn't. And mm-hmm. so they come to Jesus and they're like, Jesus, why could we not do this? Like, we are your disciples. We're supposed to be able to have this power. So starting in verse 20, Jesus says, because of your little faith, he told them, for truly I tell you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will tell this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. So this is a really strong verse. Like, mm-hmm. Jesus is really empowering his disciples, really empowering mm-hmm. us as Christ followers. But I just want to point out that here he's using moving mountains as a metaphor to accomplishing what seems like an impossible task and saying that nothing is impossible through him. And nothing is impossible through this faith that he's mm-hmm. talking about. So I wanted to talk about that a little bit. What is faith? So if we kind of go back to the creation story in Genesis, like Genesis tells us that God originally made us mm-hmm. to live in relationship with him. And that's what you see in the garden. That's what you see with his relationship with Adam and Eve. And then sin came into the world. Eve ate from the tree that God told her not to, and Adam followed suit. And that caused us to be separated from God. That caused all of us. That caused all of us to become sinners and to be born into sin. And that separates us from a holy and perfect God who can't stand before sin. We need something to bridge the gap, basically. There's now a gap between us and God, and we can't reach him. So what does that look like? In the Old Testament, that looked like sacrifices, a lot of sacrifices of lambs and rams. And you can read through that. And that goes along with Romans 6:23 that says, the penalty of sin is death. The wages of sin is mm-hmm. death. Sin requires a punishment, a sacrifice. And that's what God commanded of the Israelites in the Old Testament. And then coming forward into the New Testament, John 3:16 says, God sent his one and only son. And that was Jesus, the perfect ultimate sacrifice to atone for our sins. And Jesus gives us that ability to bridge the gap. No longer does God see us as sinners, but he sees us through the blood of Christ as righteous. And we're able to live in relationship with him again. And that's what faith is all about. If you don't start there, you cannot move mountains. You cannot experience the joy that comes from a perfect, loving Father. So if you do have a relationship with God, then you have already experienced the best mountain mm-hmm. ever, the best mountaintop experience. You've already had it because you've been a sinner and God has died for you. Yeah. And now you get to be in that right relationship with him. And this mountaintop experience floods into all the other mountaintop experiences that we have.
Hey friends, we're going to take a quick break from my conversation with Amber to talk to you a little bit about the product you just heard about, Splendor Magazine. Am I going to do a self-promotion on my podcast? Why, yes I am. But y'all, seriously, this magazine is near and dear to my heart, not because I founded it, but because of the mission behind it. I am all for women knowing that they have a place in the body of Christ to further advance his kingdom, and I believe that this magazine really does encourage and inspire women of all ages to know that the gifts and talents that God has given them is not by accident, but is by design. Y'all, you were created for God and by God. You were called for a specific plan to be a part of God's will to further advance his kingdom. This magazine is to help encourage you in your path to finding either God's calling on your life or to help spur you on in that calling when things feel so difficult to keep going. Trust me, I'm there right now and I feel ya. All I can say is that the women on my team who write on the different passions that women have really actually encourage me in my own faith walk, and I believe it can be true for you too. We've just released our summer issue this week and we're mailing it out to our buyers, but it's not too late to grab yours. Right now, if you use code DIS15, that's DIS15, you can purchase our summer issue for 15% off. Or you can purchase an annual subscription. It's already marked at 15% off the retail price, but if you use that code, you can get an additional 15% off. Y'all, I'm serious about wanting to encourage you with this magazine, so please don't wait. Go to splendormag.com/shop to start buying today. That's splendeurmag.com/shop. Don't forget your discount code. Now let's get back to our conversation with Amber.
I think that Colossians 3, verses 12 through 17, just give a really good practical picture as to what this looks like now being part of the body of Christ. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to read through that. Colossians 3, starting in verse 12, says, "Therefore, as God's chosen ones, holy and dearly loved, put on compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another if anyone has a grievance against another. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you are also to forgive. Above all, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity, and let the peace of Christ, to which you were also called in one body, rule your hearts, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell richly among you in all wisdom, teaching, and admonishing one another through psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, in word or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." So that last verse sums it up. Mm. Verse 17, the mountains in our lives and everything that we do, doing it for God, doing it for Christ. So the truth that we see through all of this is that those mountaintop experiences that we talked about earlier, like getting married, having kids, those experiences that you feel are from the overflow of Christ's love for you. Mm-hmm. And I've definitely had those in my life. And I'm really excited to continue this series and talking about those. And I'm sure that you have felt those too.
Oh, yeah. And I think it's really great to also just share, like what you were saying, is like it is an overflow of what God's love is for us. As a good father, he wants to give us good gifts. But I think it's also important to remember that our lives are not meant to be easy. It's not meant to be pain-free. So, you know, in talking about these blessings, I'm glad you shared and how, like, really the greatest mountaintop is that we are set free now that we have a life in Jesus. And for those listening, if you don't, we really want to be able to invite you into that relationship with him, because when we say that it is the greatest mountaintop you will ever experience, it's true. However, we need to move away from what a lot of churches are kind of sharing is the prosperity gospel, to say that if you love God and you ask for him, he wants to give it to you. God is a good father. Yes, he wants to bless you, but we need to move away from that mindset that he will always give you good things, that he's going to magically put thousands of dollars in their bank account. And I've heard that stuff, and maybe that is a miracle that God could do, but the thing about it is those are earthly rewards. Our greatest reward is going to be spending eternity with him in heaven. And so,
amen.
Yeah, I just want to be able to share someone's life that is actually in the Bible to show what our lives in Christ on earth actually looks like. And that's Paul. Paul, before coming to know Christ, some would say, and I think actually a lot of scholars would say, he had a pretty good. He was well regarded. He looked on the persecution of Christians and he was pleased about that. And he was probably, you know, living really well off. And I'm saying probably because I'm not a scholar, so take this with a grain of salt. However, we also know that he was well-learned. And I do know that in terms of this book that I read by N.T. Wright on it's Paul's biography. So I would recommend reading that for sure. But when he came to know Christ, he has the complete opposite of good life. He went from a life of leisure and just importance, people regarded him, as I mentioned, to being stoned, to being in jail, being persecuted all the time, and yet he counted it as all joy. He knew that he was going to have his eternal reward in heaven. So it says, 1 Peter 1:7 says, "So that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ." We are tested by fire as Christians. It says also to carry our cross daily. You know, we are meant to go through pain. And actually, what's interesting is that I literally just listened to a podcast on the way here. Annie F. Downs, That Sounds Fun, with Tim Tebow. That was the episode I was listening to. And he was talking about his book, Mission Possible, but he was talking about how sacrifice equals pain a lot of the time. But when you do sacrifice something, it does not mean that you will regret it. So he was even bringing up the example of Jesus and how the biggest sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice, was him dying on the cross. And that was painful. That was the ultimate pain that anyone could ever experience, the worst death ever. And yet he didn't regret it because it resulted in something that was able to glorify God. And he put death to death on that cross. So because of that, we are able to know him more intimately through his sacrifice. So that is the same sense of like whenever we sacrifice something, you know, missionaries all over the world have sacrificed their livelihood. They go from maybe one from wealth to a minimalist lifestyle. And yet they count that as all joy because they are doing God's work. They don't regret it. You know, he was using the example that those who are called by God, who are doing God's calling, they may, you know, experience something like a bloody nose over in their country that they're serving. And those who are not called may be like, all right, I'm out of here. But those who are called saying like, you know what, I will endure as much pain as I can if it means that I am doing God's work. So, and I've said a lot of like, count it all joy. James 1, 2 through 4 says, count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. We are all going through the sanctification process. We're all going through the fire. And the reason for that is so that we can be more precious than gold, which is perishable. He wants us to be like him. We are not guaranteed to have mountains in our life. We're guaranteed to have valleys in our life, but it's what we do and how we react while we're in those valleys that matters. God is ridding us of all impurities when he puts us through the fire. He's doing that so that we may grow closer to him and that we can become more like him. Sanctification does not come without hardship. And, you know, if we go through life with just blessings, like the prosperity gospel is saying, then how are we going to learn to be dependent on the Lord? We're always asking, Lord, give, give, give. But what are we giving to him? What are we sacrificing to glorify him? And is he being glorified through all those good times? He can be, yes. But if we never face hardships, then how can we actually be fully dependent on him and know who he is and to become more like him? And it may suck. And I think a lot of people may be offended by this conversation because you're like, I just want to be out of this pain. I just don't want to feel this pain anymore. I want to get out of this trial. Just know that I even had the conversation with someone this morning is that the road to ridding pain and whatever you're facing is long and hard, but it's worth it because at the end of your life, you're going to pass away and you're going to be in front of Jesus one day and he's going to tell you, well done, good and faithful servant. And you will experience so much greater reward in heaven than you will ever on earth.
I honestly don't have anything to add. That was really great. Yeah. I mean, it takes me back to my favorite book of the Bible, which is Ecclesiastes. And Ecclesiastes, if you've never read it, I feel like it's something that gets skipped. It's not usually talked about in church. But basically, the whole book is everything is futile. Mm. Nothing matters on earth. Nothing lasts. Relationships don't last. Mm. Your house doesn't last. Your pets don't last as much as you love them, which makes me very sad. But yeah. Like that's the reality that we live in. That's earth. There's death. Mm-hmm. Things die and pass away. And actually, if I can find it, the very last, I'm going to flip through my Bible here for a second. So the last two verses in Ecclesiastes 12, 13 and 14 say, when all has been heard, the conclusion of the matter is this: fear God and keep his commands, because this is for all humanity. For God will bring every act to judgment, including every hidden thing, whether good or evil. Like, the chief end of us is mm-hmm. to glorify God.
Yeah.
Like, that is what lasts.
Yeah.
And building up our treasures in heaven and not on earth.
Yeah, honestly, I think that was a really great way to end this episode. But Amber, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you that you came with alongside me to want to be able to share truth and God's word and relate it to our listeners. So thank you so much for joining us. And I cannot wait for you to join future episodes.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be able to do other episodes with you.
Thank you so much for tuning in, friends. I really hope this conversation blessed you in some way, shape, or form. I pray that each one of you listening may know that God and His Word is the only foundation we can put our faith in, and that this conversation and conversations to come may further aid you in learning how to be dressed in splendor in your everyday life. In this series, we will be sitting down with guests who have overcome so much. Topics such as singleness, chronic illness, healing, and how to pursue God's calling in the midst of extreme trials will be discussed. Each one of my guests are such gems and have a huge heart to share their testimonies on this platform so that you, dear listener, may be able to apply it to your life. They do not want you to feel anxious or downtrodden, but rather have hope for you that our conversations will be a blessing for you. If you want to know when our next episode will be out, follow us on social media. Find us on Instagram and Twitter at SplendorMag or on Facebook.com/SplendorMag to get the latest updates. That's SplendorMag. Make sure to like this podcast and leave us a review wherever you can. Not for my sake, but that the message of Christ through the powerful testimonies of His children can be shared with all in order for His glory to be magnified. If you're interested in being a sponsor, please email us at info@splendormag.com. Your sponsorship will help us continue in our mission to encourage, empower, and equip women in their walk with Christ. We thank you in advance for your support. The music of the Dress in Splendor podcast was produced by Jael Arekasi. Find him on Instagram at Sound of Pastel Kid for more of his work. That's Sound of Pastel Kid. Thank you to Amber for joining the show and digging deep in the Word with me. Lastly, thank you, dear listeners, for joining us today. May you be blessed as you continue on in your day, and may God be glorified through your work.